moving from London, I think I had got to a point where I was finding that North London Jewish community very claustrophobic. I know it's an enormous community, but it felt very, very much that I couldn't be who I was. And later on, I came out a few years later, and that kind of explained a bit about why I had felt a bit kind of hemmed in, although I hadn't named it at that time. And so I think coming to Manchester, I really let go of any kind of Jewish life, and I launched myself into just doing everything, having a bit of a wild student life, and I was just kind of felt very free from the kind of constraints of some of the conventionality that of the Jewish community. I don't want to kind of overplay that because I personally wasn't kind of restricted about what I could do, but there was something about that social environment that I felt quite hemmed in by. So yeah, I definitely did disassociate myself, I think, to some extent, from Jewish life and Jewish community. I remember eating bacon sandwiches. I thought, right, I'm going to do that. I did everything, you know. I thought, right, I'm going to just try everything that life's got to offer. There were points where I was just saying, right, that's behind me. It's no longer part of my identity. You know, that didn't last long, I have to say, but it was certainly in those kind of days. It was really finding myself, I think, that was part of that.